Well, we're all aware of the devastating effect a fall can have. So what we wanted to do in our area of Cavan, Donegal, Leitrim, Mon and Sligo is we wanted to come together to see how we could reduce harm from falls, because falls are the leading cause of major trauma in Ireland. So 82% of major trauma over the age of 65 is due to falls. So we want, but the thing is, falls are not an inevitable part of aging. There's so much that we can do to prevent falls. And in our framework document, we have a public information leaflet, which we devised to help people to better understand how to prevent and manage falls. Because as I said, there's lots of things that we can do. So, for example, 70% of falls occur within the home. So what I would ask, you know, people is to think about, you know, how you can make your home a safer place. Can you walk around your home easily? Would you need to secure and remove any trip hazards such as rugs, flexes, wires, trailing bedclothes, etc.? A lot of falls occur at night when you're getting up to go to the toilet. So lighting is really important. But there's really simple, easy tips. For example, you know, a sensor plug that you can plug in so that when you're getting up, there'll be a light there to show you along the way, so you won't trip on those bedclothes. So things like that. So that, we just wanted to increase people's awareness. And we also wanted, so we looked at the most up-to-date research, and we wanted to get information for clinicians so that they can identify someone who is at risk of falling and then know how to help them.
And there are publications available for, be they professional carers or indeed family or private carers who are looking after someone in their own home.
Yes, so we have a public information leaflet, and we also have an information leaflet for clinicians and for carers who can help people in the home. Exactly, yes.
The impact of this, obviously, is, as well as the personal impact on a person themselves following a fall, it's also having an impact on the wider health service. And there is an argument that states if you can tackle this issue of falls and prevent people from falling, that's going to reduce the number of people presenting in the ED. It's going to reduce the number of people having to be hospitalised. And this, you know, a successful implementation of this policy is going to have far-reaching consequences.
Absolutely. Because let's say, just talking from our own area, Letterkenny Hospital, just in 2023, there was over 1,600 people were admitted to Letterkenny Hospital. And then the average time that they spent in hospital was 12 days. And that cost nearly 8.5 million. There's so much that, you know, we want to get people to realise that they can do. Because we're all going to fall. Falling isn't a problem. It's having enough strength and balance to get back up. So getting out there, doing strength and balance exercises. There's lots of things in our community, you know, that you could go to. Getting your medications checked regularly, because some medications can increase your risk of falls. Simple things as getting your eyes checked, because if you wear bifocals or varifocals, that can alter your perception of steps and stairs. You know, you can easily slip or trip on a step and stair. And, you know, eating well, nutrition, vitamin D, we're supposed to take vitamin D all year round. And for healthy bones, calcium and protein. So there's a lot that we can do. And that's why we want it here in our area, and you know, to show people and to increase awareness and get the word out there, and not just think, oh, I'm old, I'm going to fall. That's not it at all. And you know, you can prevent falls at any age.